Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
Our first reading is from the book of Samuel. Now these are the last words of David, the oracle of David, son of Jesse, the oracle of the man whom God exalted, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the favorite of the strong one of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord speaks through me. His word is upon my tongue. The God of Israel has spoken. The Rock of Israel has said to me, one who rules over people justly, ruling in the fear of God, is like the light of morning, like the sun rising on a cloudless morning, gleaming from the rain on the grassy land. Is not my house like this with God? For he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. Will he not cause to prosper all my help and my desire? But the godless are all like thorns that are thrown away, for they cannot be picked up with the hand. To touch them, one uses an iron bar or the shaft of a spear, and they are entirely consumed in fire on the spot. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for today is Psalm 132, found on your insert. Lord, remember David, how he swore an oath to the Lord. I will not come under the roof of my house. I will not allow my eyes to sleep until I find a place for the Lord. The ark, we heard it from Ephrah. Let us go to God's dwelling place.
Let us
Arise, O Lord, into your resting place.
You are our strength.
Let your priests be clothed with righteousness.
Let your faithful people sing with joy.
For your servant David's sake.
Do not turn away the face of your anointed.
The Lord has sworn an oath to David. A son, the fruit of your body,
will I set upon your throne.
If your children keep my covenant and my testimonies that I shall teach them, for the Lord has chosen Zion.
He has desired her for his habitation.
This shall be my resting place forever.
Hear your own call, for I delight in her.
I will surely bless her provisions. I will clothe her priests with salvation.
And her faithful people with joy and strength.
There will I make the horn of David flourish.
I have prepared a man for my anointed.
As for his enemies, I will clothe them with shame.
But as
the second reading is from the book of Revelation. Grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Famous last words. It's often said in a sarcastic tone, right? Famous last words, like Civil War U.S. General John Sedgwick said they couldn't hit an elephant from this distance, right before he was killed by a sniper. We ask convicts, what are their last words? There are many famous last words. And I think about, what does it mean to give last words? Sometimes it's an offer to reconcile. Sometimes it's asking for forgiveness. Sometimes it's imparting wisdom or knowledge or hopes or dreams for future generations. But I think last words really matter. I think they're really important. And I think if you just stop for a moment and think about, what are your last words for the ones you love or you care about, the ones that you might include with your will or might be read at your service, if you were to give your last words right now, what would they be? Scripture is filled with last words that are meant to impart knowledge and wisdom and hopes and dreams for the generations to come. So last week we heard the first chapters of the first book of Samuel, and it was Hannah in her old age praying for a son, which she was granted. He's named Samuel. He was a unique man in scriptural history because he was a prophet and a priest, and he anointed the first and second kings of Israel. He anointed King David, the greatest king of Israel of all times. Today we hear the last words of 2 Samuel. It's David's last words. And he's not on his deathbed, but he's nearing the end of his life, and he wants to impart this wisdom. But it starts with the oracle of David, son of Jesse, the oracle of the man whom God exalted, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the favorite of the strong one of Israel. So they're starting by pointing out who David is. He's the favored son of Jesse. He's the favored son of the God of Jacob. And the God of Jacob tells us it's the God of our ancestors. This isn't some new or different God. This is the God of Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, Jacob, David. He's the strong one of Israel. And they're talking about both David and God. And then David says, "The Spirit of the Lord speaks through me. His word is upon my tongue. And the God of Israel has spoken." So he's not offering his words. He's offering God's words to his nation at the end of his life. And what he says after that is basically that God has shined upon him and upon his deeds. And if you look around, he says, look around at what we have here, and we have a united nation that is strong and is faithful And because we have been strong and faithful, God has shined upon us. And he said, and we are part of a covenant that is strong and true, a covenant that is going to last. And he's reminding us throughout the generations, they remind us of the covenant that you will be fruitful and multiply. But then there's an if. If you remain faithful to God, if you praise God, if you live in fear of God, and it doesn't mean terror fear, it means awe. And he said, but if you're like the thorns that nobody can touch, you're going to be thrown away. You're going to be burned in the fire. And so his message, his final message to us is turn to God, trust in God, rely on God, be faithful to God, and God will shine upon you. Or don't, and there's consequences for that. And I think about the last words of Moses. If we think about Moses, he was standing on Mount Moab overlooking the promised land, but he wasn't going to be allowed to go into the promised land. And so he was imparting wisdom and knowledge to the people of Israel. And he was saying, remember your God. Remember the God who brought you through the wilderness into the promised land, and he will smile upon you. And if you misbehave like we did for those 40 years, that's what you're going to get. The prophets, the priests, reminded people throughout the generations, trust in God, follow God, and you will be rewarded. Don't, and you won't. I think of Stephen. He's the first Christian martyr. As he was being stoned, he says, please forgive them the sin that they are doing. Which in a sense is saying, turn to God. Turn to God. All of this is an invitation to us to think about the choices we make. And we hear these choices every week, and we think about them probably every day. Every time you have that angel and devil saying, do it, don't do it, do it, don't do it. We have choices every day. And what we know is if we keep turning to God and asking for God's help, that voice gets stronger in us. And if we keep saying just this one time, that voice gets stronger in us. And so all these great leaders and rulers keep saying, pay attention. It matters. So from the book of Revelation today, which we know is a very different kind of book, it speaks of a future time. It speaks about what's going to happen in the end times. And it starts out with a blessing for us. It's not saying, this is here, I'm telling you this to scare you and curse you. It's saying, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. It starts with that because it's supposed to be a blessing. It's supposed to bring us joy. And then it continues, that we are going to see God coming down from heaven. And it says, every eye will see, even those who pierced me. Every eye will see me coming from the heavens in glory. And we will hear, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the one who is and the one who was and the one who is to come. Twice in that short reading, we hear, I am the one who is and the one who was and the one who is to come. It doesn't start with was, is, will be. It starts with is. Jesus who is, God who is, the spirits who are with us and have been and will be. And then we come to the Gospel of John today. And John, the last third of John is Jesus' farewell. But up until now, we've been hearing Mark, and Mark for the last couple of weeks has been saying to the disciples, beware. Beware of those who are going to lead you astray. Beware of those who tell you false things. Beware of those that you think you can trust. Pay attention. And Jesus is saying to them, pay attention. Look at what you're seeing. Notice what's happening around you. So that you know who you can trust. But John today is in front of, Jesus is again in front of Pilate, and Pilate is saying, are you the king of the Jews? Pilate's trying to figure it out. He's saying, I don't know what's going on here. You've got to help me. And Jesus said, well, did you figure that out on your own, or did somebody tell you? And Pilate said, well, I'm not a Jew, am I? It's your people, your priests, that have turned you over to me. And so, are you the king of the Jews? Like, have they turned over their king? It's the Gospel of John, so he doesn't directly answer anything, but he's saying, this is not my kingdom. I'm not of this world. I am a king. And what we know is he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but was not king on this earth. And Pilate, whoa, don't know what to do with that. And we know what happens in the end. But on this Sunday, Christ the King Sunday, when we look again at the end of the church year, and we're facing both the coming of Advent, the first and second Advent, the coming of the little baby, the coming of Christ in glory, it's that opportunity to pause and say, so what was this all about? What was this whole last year about? And I think the collect helps point us to that. Today's collect is Almighty and Everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule. This whole story is saying we're messed up. We're enslaved by sin. We're divided. We don't need anybody to tell us that. And the whole point is that Jesus comes into our lives and unites us with him and with each other. An entire year of saying, just listen to this. These are my parting words. We've got choices. We're being invited. We're not being condemned. We're being invited to trust these words, to trust all the great leaders throughout history whose parting words have been, just turn to God. He doesn't want death for us. He wants life. He wants wholeness. He wants unity. And if we simply turn to him, it will be so. So as we hit this turning point today, making a decision about how we are going to spend our Advent, we already had Black Friday, shop local Saturday, tomorrow Cyber Monday. Maybe your shopping is done. Maybe you shop on Christmas Eve. But it's not about that. It's about how we live our lives, attuned to God, listening to God, turning to God. So today, what are you going to choose? Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able and turn to page 358 in the Red Book of Common Prayer as we join together saying the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down.
from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead
and the life of the world to come. Amen. Prayers of the People is Form 6, found on page 392 of the Red Prayer Book. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work, for this community, the nation, and the world, for the just and proper use of your creation,
for the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression,
for all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble,
for those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy,
for the peace and unity of the Church of God,
for all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth,
for Michael, our presiding bishop, Prince, our bishop, and all other bishops and other ministers, especially Gary and Lynn.
For all who serve God and the Church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them. We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, knowing and unknowing, things done and left undone.
And so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live to serve you in this life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Good morning and welcome. Today, of course, is In-Gathering Sunday. If you forgot to bring a pledge slip, there are extras in the back. And if you have it, please put it in the plate so we can pray over our offerings today. Advent education starts Thursday at 7. If you are planning on coming, please get a book from me today so you can read chapter 1 before. But I have them with me, so please, if you're interested in attending the Advent education. Are there other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Sing joyful praise, the voices ring, the still of praise, the sea and song. Sing joyful praise.
gracious and loving God, giver of all that is good and true and beautiful and life-giving. These cards represent our sweat. They represent our lives. They represent our dreams. The pledges which we make on them are but tokens of the awesome gifts that have been given to us, and they are pledged in thanksgiving for all we have received, for all we have been inspired to be, for all we are challenged to become in this place. May they be the first fruits of all we have and not what we have left over, so that we may live out as closely as possible how you give to us. May we see them as our offering to you, sacred, holy, yet earthy, filled with possibilities. May we hold this image in our hearts and minds, so as we watch our offerings each week come to your table, we can see our very selves being part of this offering. It is us on the table, living sacrifices to you. Amen. Service continues with Eucharistic Prayer B, found on page 367 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 367. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on the first day of the week overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death.
We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Wraps himself in light.
Post-Communion Prayer can be found on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father,
you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord.
And immediately following the service, we will be having an anointing for anyone who wishes to be anointed for themselves or on behalf of someone else. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.